Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Help me to honor you with my body. Help me honor you in my mind. Help me to honor you from my spirit. Let me honor you with all I am. Help me to honor you with my body. Help me to honor you in my mind. Help me to honor you from my spirit. Let me honor you with all I am. Let my life give you glory. Let my life bring you praise. Let men know you through my story. Let me honor you all my days. In the morning and the noontime, till the evening and the night, let me always shine forth your light. Let me live for your delight. In the morning and the noontime, till the evening and the night. Oh, 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 let me always shine forth your light. Let me live for your light. Let my life give you glory. Let my life bring you praise. Let men know you through my story. Let me honor you all my days. Let my life give you glory. Let my life bring you praise. Let men know you through my story. Let me honor you all my days.
because you made a way. Ghost, we depend on you. We depend on you, Holy Ghost, we depend on you. Ah, we set our eyes on you, Holy Ghost, we depend on you. We set our eyes on you, Holy Ghost, we depend on you. Oh, Holy Ghost, oh. Spirit, I believe in God. We depend on you. Till the Spirit is poured upon us from on high. We set our eyes on you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pour my worship out on the lover of my soul. Hallelujah. Leveban sonda vabakata vande vebe sudi andaya. Levebe sondi ande vebe sudi ande vebe hai. Brande vebende vebe sudi andaya. Levambanda vebe sondi ande vian sodi andai. Shedi and Sebandi and Sodi and Deya. Levabanda Vabohoshi and Vabesudi and I. Thank you. Hallelujah. Shetabande Vabesudi and Daya. Levabesudi and I. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being the mighty God. We thank you for being the holy God. Thank you for being omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Thank you, Father, for being lovely. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being magnificent. Thank you for being beautiful, for being holy. We know who you are, and we acknowledge your sovereignty in this moment, for you are Jehovah, and we ascribe power and honor to your name. We declare that there is none like you, for you are the fairest of 10,000. There is no one beside you, for you exist alone
throne in your majesty. You are distinct in your deity. You are Adonai. You are Elohim. You are Elyon. You are Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. From age to age, you remain the same. You are unwavering. There is no shadow of turning with you. According to Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 8, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we give you praise, and we call upon you in this moment as the creation of your hand. Father, we gather as an aggregation and we celebrate Jesus Christ, the anointed one. You are anointed to destroy the yoke. You are anointed to preach the gospel. You are anointed to heal the sick. You are anointed to break the rod of our oppressor. You are anointed to release the captive. You are anointed to open every prison. Open prison doors. Let the best come to you and the best go to you and die. You are anointed to change the seasons, and we loose the real Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do your bidding today in the name of Jesus. Manifest now in your name. Jesus the apostle, Jesus the prophet, Jesus the pastor, Jesus the evangelist, Jesus the teacher. We say Redeemer and Holy One of Israel, begin to overturn and interrupt everything that the thief, the robber, and the destroyer has set in motion in the lives of the sons and daughters of the true and living God. We prophesy the annihilation and disintegration of the intel of the accuser of the brethren. We decree divine interruption in the camp of the enemy. Father, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that the blood of Jesus prevails in every dynamic and every aspect of the sons and daughters' lives. We thank you for routing your ministering and warring angels with swords and vessels dipped in the blood of Jesus. Even now, we make a blood perimeter and blood border around your sons and daughters. We declare that the gates of our hearts are open to the King of Glory. We declare today, King of Glory, come in now. Come, come, come. Come, Holy Spirit, lift up your head. O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. King of Glory, come in now. With smoke and fire.
Hallelujah. Almighty God, we bless your name. We adore you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We love you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service this morning. Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. The living God, we are totally and completely dependent on you. Have your way. We surrender our lives to you. Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service. Holy Spirit, have your way in the lives of our children and grandchildren. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the lives of our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews, and our siblings. In Jesus' name. Father, come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Father, we ask you, O God, to have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you, O God. Father God, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord God Almighty, we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Oh, God, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh, God. Forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Release the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, spouses in the blood of Jesus. We soak our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow. Let it flow like a tsunami. We release the blood of Jesus into this home, O God. Oh, cleanse this home from all impurities, O God, in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into the foundation of our lives. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus deliver us. Let the blood of Jesus set us free. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the blood, of all the shedding of blood. There is no remission of sin. So, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood. Let your blood give us that strength, oh God. Oh, Father, infuse our veins, our bodies with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, infuse our bodies with the blood of Jesus. When light comes, darkness. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Father, we ask you this morning for a fresh oil, fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. New wine and new wineskin in the name of Jesus. Pour your horn of oil upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, inspire us to do what is right in your sight. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, teach us. Show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Holy Ghost, we are depending on you. We pray for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, and let there be light. Let the holy light of God shine in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our husbands and wives in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. We thank you, oh God, for your amazing grace. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, oh God, but you are strong. Strengthen us, oh God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the mind of Christ be in us, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk, oh God, by your Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and not by flesh. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we surrender to you. Have your way. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. And so, Father, I pray, oh God, this morning, oh God, that the Holy Spirit move and touch each and every one that's listening right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, let them see your presence. Those that will listen at another time, let them feel your presence. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, make each and every one of us sensitive to the Holy Spirit, sensitive to the voice of God, in the name of Jesus. Surya Masetaria Karama Sanderia Kurumasim. Yekere Mosaderia Kurumasetaria Kurumasetaria Karamasim. Hallelujah, Rama Sanderia Kurumasetaria Koya Makayasim. Yekurumasere Kurumasetaria Kurumasetaria Kurumasim. Hallelujah, Karamasetaria Kurumasim. Horia Masetaria Kurumasetaria Kayamasim. Horia Masetaria Kurumasetere Kurumasetere Kurumasim. Horia Makaya Sederiaka. Father, we bless you, we praise you, God. Horia Makaya Se, Keremosuteria Karamasande. Hallelujah, Ramaseteria Kurumasetaria Kurumasanderiakum. Horia Masetaria Kurumasetere Kurumasetere Kurumasetaria Karamasim. Hallelujah, Romasere Kurumas, Kurumasere Ko. Hallelujah, Romasere Kurumasere Kurumasere Karamasim. In the name of Jesus. Father, we adore you, Almighty God. Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Uriya Masetaria Kaya Masetaria Kum. Uriya Masetaria Kurumasetaria Kurumasetaria Kum. Hallelujah, Ramasandaria Kurumasetaria Kum. Uriya Masetaria Kurumasetaria 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 Kurumasam. Uriya Masetaria Kurumasetaria 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 Kurumasam. Uriya Masetaria Kurumasetaria Karamasam. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Now, Spirit of the living God, I surrender completely and totally to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way as I bring this word forth. Let it not be me, Holy Spirit. Let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Spirit of the living God, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Let our hearts be receptive to your word in the name of Jesus. And Father God, help us to walk by your word in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I decrease and you increase, O God. Take preeminence. I hide behind the cross. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus'
name. Conference recording started.
We pray amen and amen. Welcome again to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God by each and everyone joining us this morning in the name of Jesus. Yesterday, we did a general information about us, what it means to shift. I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, shift. And I want to say to you, as you enter from this season, you are shifting from one season to another season. Hallelujah. One season to another season. And so we bless the name of Jesus. What is the meaning of shifting? Shifting. If God is saying I'm doing a divine shifting, it means to exchange for or replace by another. Change. To change the place, position, or direction. Hallelujah. Shifting. Let's look at the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Webster dictionary. Shifting. Exchange or for or replaced by another. Hallelujah. Shifting, there's a movement, hallelujah, shifting is you are moving from one part to the next part, or another level to the next level. Hallelujah. And every time there's a shifting, listen to me, there will be a shaking. When there's a shifting, there will be a shaking. Shift, you cannot have a shift without a shaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shifting, because when you shift, there's a movement. And then you have a shaking. Hallelujah. And some when we look again at that word shifting, God is changing, moving us from one level to the next level. Hallelujah. And when is God doing the divine shifting? Okay, it's all right. When he's doing the divine shifting. Hallelujah. And I want to say, for God's kingdom, sons and daughters, that do not run away from the shifting of God. Hallelujah. Your shifting will bring you into your divine purpose. But there has to be a shifting, and then after a shifting, there is a shaking. Hallelujah. And sometimes they occur simultaneously, shifting and shaking. Hallelujah. Before God places us to where he wants us to be. But many times we do not recognize the shaking. We want to go through the shaking fast, but when God is shifting, he shakes, and he shakes everything in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to his name. Hallelujah. So this morning we're talking about shifting. God plans to walk us according to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. For I know the thoughts that I towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. To give you an expected end. Hallelujah. What is that expected end? That means everything the Almighty God has spoken concerning your life, it will surely, surely, surely come to pass. And that expected end is right there. That's what God wants us to accomplish, to come to that expected end. Hallelujah. How do I know that? Let's look at Isaiah 55. And this is one of the things we read all the time. And he says in Isaiah 55, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from the heavens and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth up from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish and shall succeed in the thing which I sent it. Let me say it again. So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it's to accomplish that which our purpose and to succeed in the things which I sent. So when a prophetic word is spoken over your life and prophetic word and God is letting you see the glimpse of your destiny, hallelujah, and sometimes we all need to see that glimpse of our destiny, the glimpse of your destiny, God showing you these things, hallelujah. And so many of you have given up on God and said, I don't believe this will come to pass. But I want to tell you, no, it's not all over until God says it is over. Hallelujah. So every word God speaks, hallelujah, every word he speaks, he wants that word to bring into Avato. It will prosper in the thing that God sent it to prosper in. They didn't say the word of God will be defeated. No, the word of God will prosper, perform what God sent it to perform. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 1:11-12 says he watches over his word. Hallelujah. He watches over his word. Hallelujah. So God is about to, he's about to shift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you are right in that middle of the shifting. Hallelujah. If I was you right now, I will begin to shout and say, Lord, thank you for the shifting. Lord, thank you for the shifting, oh God. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For the shifting, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we want to bless your name. We want to praise your name for this shifting, oh God. Oh, weeping may endure in the night, but joy, hallelujah, joy comes in the morning. What happens when you take a seed and you plant it in the ground is dark. It's quiet in there. Why you think the seed is not doing anything? There's something being done with the seed. It's opening up because there's rain and that. Before you know it, you have a plant just from that one seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From that one seed. Because what? What happens with the seed in the darkness? In the darkness of our lives, this is where we are going through some processing and some shifting. Hallelujah. Let me speak to women who have had kids. You remember when you're about to deliver that baby? There's a lot of pangs and pains, and you're about to deliver the baby. And not only there's pangs and pains when you're about to deliver the baby, it's a very crucial time for the mother and the baby. Hallelujah. It's a very, very crucial time for the mother and the baby because that baby must come out in the name of Jesus. Baby must come out. The baby must come out. That means that word, even though the baby was in the mother's womb and went through all the process developing all that process, hallelujah. But now it's time for that baby. The process is over, and it's time for the baby to be born, bringing you to an expected end because his word is not going back void. So the Lord told me to go into Genesis 37. Genesis 37, if you have it in your Bibles, please begin to open that scripture, Genesis 37, in the name of Jesus. So let's read Genesis 37, and we will see that we'll use Joseph now to talk about shifting. Because we see that Joseph shifted all through. Joseph shifted, and we want the narrative of Joseph in the Bible when it came to shifting. Let's look at Genesis 37. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the land was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father the evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him of many colors. He made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren, his brothers saw that the father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And then Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told it to his brother. And they hated him yet even more. Ah, you got to be careful what you say. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, yeah, I pray you this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were buying sheep in the field. And lo, my sheep arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brother said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brother, and said, behold, I have dreamt a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren entered in, but his father observed the same. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Hallelujah. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem. Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said unto him, here am I. And he said, go, I pray thee, see whether it is well with your brethren and well with the flock, and bring me a word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Abram, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, there are divided hands. For I heard him say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar, even from before he came near unto them, they are inspired to slay him. Another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Now come not, therefore, let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood. Reuben is the oldest brother. Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hands upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren. He stripped Joseph out of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him. They took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. They sat down to eat bread. They lifted up their eyes and looked up, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spices and balm and myrrh, going to carry it from down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. They brought Joseph into, we're talking about shifting. Joseph is the favorite son of Jacob. And Jacob actually shows it. He made a coat of many colors for Joseph. He preferred Joseph. And you remember the brothers, the first time he tattletale on the brothers, and the brothers did not like Joseph at all. And I don't know why Joseph didn't have discernment. And many of you, and many of us need to have discernment. You got to sense in there when someone is indifferent towards you. You have to sense it, hallelujah, and know it, hallelujah. But Joseph, he was just 17, and I believe he was naive. And so he went to bring food to his brothers. Look at that story. Joseph now moving from one land to the next land is a shifting. And Joseph now is being sent out. Hallelujah. The Ishmaelites took him out of the pit. Now Joseph is leaving. Hallelujah. And then maybe people will wonder why he had those dreams. And look at what is happening in his life. What is going on in his life. Hallelujah. Oh, do not tell your dreams to no one. Hallelujah. Because the more Joseph told his dreams, the more they hated him. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. I don't care what type of things that we do. Hallelujah. We cannot take the name of the Lord in vain. We can, and regardless of what goes on, we got to trust his word. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they're saved. Hallelujah. So Joseph is now, and the brothers have set to slay him. Thank God for Reuben intervened. Hallelujah. Joseph now going from a house full of love, that love that his father Jacob gave him. Hallelujah. We're talking about that love, and Jacob loved Joseph. So what do you think took place? There's a shifting. And that shifting was planned by Joseph's brothers because they continuously did not bid heed. Hallelujah. So Joseph now moved from a comfortable place. Hallelujah. To a new place, a shifting. Hallelujah. Why did he shift? Number one, he tattletale to his father about his two brothers. That's the first thing. Be careful. Hallelujah. Stop being a tattletaler. Not everything you see for you here. You have to be very, very discerning in this season. Hallelujah. Very discerning. Don't go out, don't run your mouth. Whether it's your brothers or sisters, whoever, keep your dreams. Do not say your dream. Not everyone will be happy for you. No, not everyone will be happy. So you got to be careful what you say, Tattletailer. Be careful what you say about your dreams. Hallelujah. So you see now Joseph is in that pit, taken down to be sold to the Ishmaelites. Can you imagine how Joseph felt? He's going into a new place. And his brothers have sold him. Number one, when, you know, he feels rejected. Hallelujah. And sometimes people feel rejected, but don't follow that. Because God is about to do something new in your life. Hallelujah. So God is about to shift. Hallelujah. And some of you will say to me, Apostle, you mean I'm shifting to work with Potiphar or work? Do you mean I'm shifting? Oh, there are many questions when it comes to shifting. But every time there's a shift, there's a breaking. Sometimes there's a stronghold in our lives that we need to get rid of. And we take it to God, and God takes it away. There's a shifting. There's a divine shifting. You cannot put new wine in old wineskin because the bottle will burst. There's a shifting. Hallelujah. When God is shifting you, all you got to do, be discerning and be prayerful and begin to bless the Lord. Lord, I thank you for giving me another chance, hallelujah, to wake up this morning. I thank you, Lord, that I have a place to stay. God's word will be performed, hallelujah. And the Bible tells us in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So there's shifting as we go through Joseph. There's a shifting. Hallelujah. And when there's a shifting, there's a birthing. And so what do we have in our hands? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, a birthing of the word of God. The manifestation of the word that God has spoken in your life. Do not give out tonight. Do not give up and do not give in. All God's promises are yes and amen. Whatever he promised, he shall do. In the name of Jesus. But one thing again, running your mouth. If you're not sure who that person is, do not run your mouth. Hallelujah. Pray about the dreams and the visions that the Lord has given you. Hallelujah. And it will surely, you will see the expected end. Now Joseph is going through a process. And what did I tell you? That process involves shaking. Hallelujah. You will shake. Hallelujah. So Joseph now is in a pit, rejected. And now he's been sold. Why? Because he was his father's favorite. And he had a coat of many colors. He had dreams and told his dreams out. He always tattletale on his brothers. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't need to do anything, and things will happen in your life. Hallelujah. So look what is happening. But guess what? This is what, when you go through this story, you will see that this was God's plan. In God's plan. But when you're in that Joseph thing, in that pit, what are you thinking? You will feel that the Lord has rejected you. But the Lord has not rejected you. Hallelujah. You're just going through that process, and you will come to the expected end. Hallelujah. That birth of that word will come forth. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Lord, many of us are going through the shifting. Many of us are in the process of the shifting, oh God. But Father, as we go through things in life, ups and downs, you said that you'll never leave us. You said you will never forsake us. You will be with us. So, Father, we stand on your word and your promises. Oh, almighty God, we thank you, Lord, for helping us along the way. We thank you, Lord, for giving us courage to wait on the Lord and be of good strength, and he shall strengthen our hearts. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for the grace that is placed upon each and every one of us for shifting. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the favor that man can take the physical favor, but he can never touch the spiritual favor of God, coat of many colors. And so, Father God, we thank you for divine coat of many colors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the favor of God shielding us, oh God. Father God, even the door that took Joseph's coat and tore it to pieces, but guess what? That favor was still on him. No one can take that away from him. No one can take favor from him. The favor of God is very, oh my God, it's higher than anything. When you got God's favor, oh, my God, things happen. Joseph, they took their physical coat, but the spiritual coat of favor was on him. Thank you, Lord, for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. God bless you, bless you, bless you. Hallelujah. And begin to bless God for that favor of the coat of many colors. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful Sunday. As you, if you're going out to worship, pay attention to the word of God. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.